Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalir. We're ready to have the Kohanim prepare the Korban Tamid for slaughtering. Mishnah tells us, Nichnesu lelishkat kelim. The Kohanim entered the room of the kelim, of the vessels. There was a spot in the Bet HaMikdash where all of the utensils were stored, everything that was needed for the Avodah, even though we mentioned that the Azara had certain kelim left out. There was a special room that had everything else in there. And in there, from there, they removed 93 different utensils that were made of silver and gold, and they put them on the table near the outer Mizbeach. They were going to use all of these different kelim in order to do the Korban Tamid properly. Hishkuita Tamid bekoshel zahav, and they gave the lamb of the Tamid, they gave it to drink water from a golden cup. The Gemara tells us that when an animal is given water before it's slaughtered, that the skin comes off of it in a much easier way. That's why they gave it water and they gave it in a golden cup to adorn, to show how special of a korban this is. For the 4 days before the korban is slaughtered, they would constantly check it and make sure that there were no blemishes. If there's a blemish on a korban, it's not allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach. So even though they checked it there, it says over here that they checked it one final time before it was offered. Even though the animal was checked for blemishes the previous night, they checked it once again in the early morning by the light of the torches to make sure that there was no blemish. Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah He. This Mishnah is going to talk about the slaughtering, the skinning, and then the cutting up of the animal before it was offered on the Mizbeach, and where they went to, where they brought the animal to, which was the butchering area in the Azara. Mishnah tells us, Mishe zacha betamid, moshcho veholech lebet tamid bahim. The person who won the lottery to slaughter the Korban Tamid would pull the animal with him and go to the butchering area. And those other Kohanim who merited to have the limbs carried to the Mizbeach by them, they would follow him and they would help hold down the animal while it was being slaughtered. The butchering area where they would cut the animal up was located to the north of the Mizbeach. Ve'alav shemona amudim nanasin. And in that area, there were 8 short pillars of stone. Ureviyit shel erez al gabehen. On top of every one of these pillars was a block of wood that was made of cedar, right on top of them. They weren't attached, but they were so heavy that they stayed down. Ve'un keliyot shel barzel hayu kevuin bahen. And in those cedar pieces of wood, there were iron hooks in each one of them. On each one of them, the hooks that we were talking about, there were 3 rows, one above the other, and they would hang the animal on their back, by their back legs, as they were skinning them and they were cutting them up. And they would skin the animals on 8 marble tables that were located between these pillars.